This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. It turns out that the Brits are saying no referendum on this, but I think all they need is 2 million signatures. Stock market is having a hard time again, and the British, apparently British stock has now been downgraded. You know, the question is, and I don't think anybody knows the answer, is what's going to happen in the long run? And does this mean, because remember we talked about Taft-Hartley law last week, which was, that was actually the ability to strike, but that whole idea of monopolies, and to a certain extent you could argue that the EU was a monopoly. It said, you know, you have to do things our way. So it'll be interesting to see really what happens on an economic level. And whether you're looking at it sociologically, economically, politically, or psychologically, be interesting to see. Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. Okay, let's see what other people said about Brexit.
All right.
It always makes me think of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Brexit sounds like a Hollywood mashup. All right, keep going.
All right. Kate here says, I think it's great. Gutsy move.
But no explanation why?
Yeah, that was just very blanketed. Leanne here says, disappointed. I'm a British citizen living in the U.S. and I'm still reeling from the news. Fear and empty promises lead to this result. I wish we would have voted to stay to work together on the issues from within the EU. I'm struggling for any positives.
Well, it sounds like she's a Brit.
Yeah. Now she says, I am a British citizen living in the U.S.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. It's certainly not an unusual position. And, you know, and that's kind of if I didn't know anything more about it than I do, which I really don't, other than listening to other people's point of view, it seems to me that that's kind of a fairly dominant notion of that working together is better than being apart on it. But I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know. I wonder if they're able to, you know, to sort of come at some point kind of crawling back and saying, we were just kidding. Can we rejoin? Probably not.
I do remember reading somewhere, and I'm not citing my source, so I want everybody to, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Unless I can
salt is
that.
Coming. All right,
yes.
Got it.
I remember reading somewhere that it was a large majority of the elderly that had, or not elderly necessarily, the older generations that had voted to go out, and a lot of the younger people in the...
Wait a minute, the older saying get out?
Yes. And
younger saying stay in?
Yep. And that was, I'm actually going to go look that up. I need to find that because I feel like not citing my source, because that's all, credibility is everything on the air. But if that is true, then in the future, they may return to it. It's just a question of
how long and whatever. Well, see,
decades?
What I had said, I don't think I saw a breakdown by age. I saw a breakdown by country. And the one that I saw was that Brits were overwhelmingly in favor of it. The British were. And London definitely was. Wales, Scotland, and Ireland voted against it. But people had no idea what they were really voting for or against it. And that seems to me a much larger issue than Brexit, which is people listen to bumper stickers as opposed to... And bumper stickers are, by definition, short, catchy phrases that by definition are not going to tell you very much. They're headlines. And if you listen to the program with any regularity, you'll hear how misleading headlines often are. They are intended to grab your attention. They are not intended to educate you. They are not intended to enlighten you. They are not intended to inform you. They are just intended to attract your attention. And sometimes they're not even accurate. And I've given you a whole bunch of examples of a headline that had nothing to do with the article underneath it. And they're quite often the people who write the stories, if you've ever worked on a newspaper, people who write the stories and people who write the headlines are not the same. Because there's one group who's very good at getting the meat and the other that's very good at attracting the attention. But they're not the same person most often.
Also, don't forget whoever's finding the picture is a third person.
Yep.
I actually met somebody and we were actually having drinks over this not too long ago. She was arguing over... They kept wanting to put this flashy picture in our local newspaper,
yep.
And she was like, just because it's flashy doesn't mean it has anything to do with it. We're talking about this historical building. Why not put a picture of the historical building in? Well, we just thought they would.
Buildings aren't interesting.
Yep, and that's a real shame. On a second note, real quick, I did find my source. It is The Times, the UK's old decide for the young in the Brexit vote. And I've got the story here. Should I need to cite anything?
So it says that, well, so people probably over 30 are two-thirds of the population as opposed to under 30, which are probably somewhere between 25 and 30% if it's more or less accurate in the United States. I think people under 25 make up 25%, I think, more or less of the population. So that leaves another 75. I wonder what percentage voted. As I recall, something I read said this was a huge turnout.
Yeah. Yeah, prisoners won about. I'm reading. I should. Mute my mic and let you talk for a second so I can actually get some numbers.
Absolutely.
Here,
well, this was one of my theories when I saw. What did I see? I saw. Was it not Les Mis? Because I'd seen Les Mis a while ago, but I remember. Oh, I know. I saw Out of Compton. I saw Out of Compton and. Hamilton within the same couple of days of one another. And I remember thinking at the time, that's how you start a revolution, is you get a beat and you get a bumper sticker. You know, room when it happens. We know Out of Compton was an anti-police kind of thing. But it doesn't necessarily have to it doesn't have to be accurate. All it has to do is be catchy, emotional, with a beat behind it. And that's how you start a revolution. And that's what's happening in politics. It's what's happening in religion. It's what's happening every place. And my point, and part of the point of this program, is to look beyond the bumper sticker. Look beyond the beat. Look beyond the emotions. Use that nice, fancy cortex that you've got on top of everything to say, okay, what's really going on here? What are they really trying to say? What are they really trying to get me to do? And it's kind of like a chicken in every pot, right? Making a promise that appeals to people, you know, free education, free this, free that. Give everybody an electric car. We'll give everybody a house.
Wait, who's getting an electric car? One.
Everybody. I'm going to run for office on that. Everybody gets an electric car and a very long extension cord. And you know, and that's going to be my platform. Electricity for everyone. Juice for everyone. Okay? And see how far. And the point is that people will not pay any attention to is that practical? Is that feasible? Is she reliable? Does she have any track record for this? Is there any reason to believe she could actually do that? What would the ramifications be? What would happen to my electric bill? What happens with the car I already have? Nobody asks those questions. Okay, I'm gonna vote for Joy because she's gonna give me a really long extension cord.
You know,
don't do that.
I might though. I mean, you just made the best persuasive offer I've heard from a candidate yet. Joy Brown for president, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Well, actually, I have to tell you, every once in a while someone says, well, why don't you run for office? And I said, well, first of all, I couldn't be elected because I actually tell the truth, and I'm not willing to make promises I can't keep. I don't know. I mean, I think I would be a judge, I think, before, except as someone said, I always see both sides and all that does is slow me down. So I don't know. I think I'm probably better off doing exactly what I'm doing right now.
You don't feel like taking Scalia's spot? You don't want to be a justice?
I would happily be a justice. I mean, I would, but yeah, when I had my program at one point, we had Judge Joy. But what I did was, instead of saying you're right and you're wrong, I would find the compromise there. You have to do this amount and you have to do this amount. And that's not what people want to hear. They want to hear, here's the good guy, here's the bad guy. All righty, 855, no bad guys here, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we're talking about the psychological implications of of the financial tsunami that is sort of engulfing financial markets last week and this week, and probably will for the near future, with the exit of Britain from the European market. And luckily, it's again one of those things that makes you believe that things happen for a reason, that I have Tom with me today, who is got dual citizenship. So he has, even though he's lived his whole life in the United States, but he's got parents that were Brits, and he is eligible for and has dual citizenship, so he has perhaps a bit more both insight and interest, maybe, in what's going on over there. And at least he read the London Times. And so Tom, he was looking up his sources. I knew that that Ireland and Scotland and Wales had voted overwhelmingly to get out, and my interpretation was, you're not the boss. I mean, you can't tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that those three countries have had a long and tumultuous history with Britain, including especially the Irish, but also Scotland and Wales, of saying, you know, okay, you know, she may be the queen, but we don't really have to pay much attention. We want to have our own ability to determine our own destiny. So that's a long-standing one. But, Tom, as you point out, there's also a generational difference. Share that with everybody.
Quoting the Times here, according to the UK polls, showed that only about 19% of people between the ages of 18 and 24 supported the British exit, the Brexit. From the EU, among pensioners who came of age before the EU was created, a staggering 59% wanted their country to leave.
And, that's a return to the old days.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
We remember, what is a pensioner count? How old do you have to be? Probably 60?
Well, what was the EU? EU was formed at the end of World War II, so it's about 60 years, isn't it? I mean, that's when
I can join Britain in saying when was the EU formed?
Well, that's a great question for Google there.
That's what I'm doing. Well, that's why I joined the all those people. Let's see. It was created November 1st, 1993. So
okay,
not World War II.
Pretty much.
So 23 years ago.
So anybody who was at least 18 back then, so what, 18?
Would be 41.
Yep. So anybody over 41 was...
Well, a pensioner presumably is older than that.
One would hope so. If you're holding a pension, you've been working...
Right, now the common market, which is maybe the other thing you want to look at, was in 1957. The Treaty of Rome creates the European Economic Community, the EEC, or the common market.
Was that when they bonded all the... because the European... never mind, I'm on my own tangent here. I'm sorry, we shouldn't be doing research right here. I do have a bunch of other demographics here, though.
Let's see what else we got.
Between 18 and...
So 20, you really should... I can tell from who you are, you really need to understand statistics as well. You'll have a great time with it. All right, keep going.
Speaking of statistics, between 18 and 24, 75% voted to remain... 25 voted to get out, while 25 to 49-year-olds, 56 wanted to stay in, 44 wanted to get out.
So that's pretty close. So
yeah.
The major shift is people under 25 and over 45, which is kind of what you'd expect.
Well, and it says here in 50 to 64, it's 44 wanted to stay, 56 wanted to leave, and it goes 65 and plus is further down.
Yeah.
So,
so the older you are, the more you wanted to go back to the old days.
Yep.
The younger you were, this is what you've grown up with, and you didn't want to really rock the boat.
Yep. And by education, they have, you just graduated high school and no more, you probably... You're in the 66% that decided to leave.
Yeah.
If you have a degree or a higher education but no degree, even sixth from college, all were higher for remaining at least 54, 52, and 50 or 70. Is that 79 or 78? It's sideways, so I'm trying to tilt my head. 71.
Well, you know what it is. It's look. Here's what it is. If you think about it, younger people view themselves as having more options. Educated people view themselves as having more options. So the poor, the elderly, and the uneducated figure I'm not, you know, the system doesn't offer me anything at this point. I'm poor, I'm uneducated, and I'm old. So to hell with it. You know, let's try something else. And if you think about it, that's what every revolution is based on, is people who feel that there's the system offers them nothing or that doesn't offer them enough. And so you can view this as sociological. You know, I don't think looking at it on a neurological level of looking at your the tribe is nearly as helpful as looking at it. If the system offers me options, why would I want to change the system? If the system doesn't, why would I not want to change the system? If you look at it, that's exactly what the vote is. And it has nothing to do with people really understanding what the issue is. It's bumper sticker, which is emotional response of, look, let's try, you know, you're old, you can't get a job, you're worried about whether to buy food or medicine, you can't own a house, but if we get out, you'll be able to do all those things. That's all you have to say to people.
Just to quote my source real quick, I was looking at Politico for those numbers back there.
I mean, and anybody who's running for office right now either understands that or must understand that. All you have to do is promise people things that they don't have. And unfortunately, people are not going to look and say, how are you going to do this? I mean, how are you going to give me that long extension cord so I can have my electric car? Where's the battery going to come from? How can I recharge the battery? How long does the extension cord has to be? People don't ask those questions because they're saying, lottery, it's the lottery school of life. All you have to do is put down your money and you'll get something for nothing or something for very little. Folks, we have to be more evolved than that. We have to be smarter than that. We have to be more questioning than that. Ask how it's going to happen. How they're going to do it. Because until they can tell you how, they're just giving you a bumper sticker and a beat. And don't buy into it. Ask them how. How are you going to do this? Who's going to pay for it? Who benefits? How do I benefit? Don't buy into bumper stickers. Because the bad guys of the world have always been able to mobilize people around bumper stickers because they're emotional issues. You know, you'll get into heaven. Be careful about things like that. We are responsible, especially in a democracy. But even if you're not in democracy, ask how. Because if they can't tell you how, they're blowing smoke. They really are. Okay, let's hear what else we got.
So let's see.
We're back to Brexit. I mean, you can see it's a really interesting issue that's a litmus test for what's going on in the world right now, regardless of what you think about either way. It's a terrific mirror about what people's sentiments are. And we can look to our own political situation right now. You can look to anything. Ask how. Beware of bumper stickers. I want to be in the room where it happens. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's kind of interesting. We're talking about the Brexit, and we're not talking about it really from an economic point of view, and we're not really talking about it from a political point of view. We're talking about it from a psychological point of view, and it's really interesting because one of my gurus who is constantly, over the years, has sort of said, okay, well, here's what y'all should be doing, you know, on your show. And what he has maintained historically is talk about current events through the prism of a psychologist, and that's kind of what we're doing, because I think, as far as I'm concerned, this is as much a psychological issue as it is anything else. So let's hear what other people are saying. All right, let's get back to our Facebook responses. And as always, folks, if you'd like to call about this, you're certainly welcome to do it. that I know that more people are willing to text or email than they're willing to call, but we still love to hear from you because then I get to hear your little dulcet tones. Righty, 855-993-7569. Okay, what else we got?
Jenny Smith says, I'm from the UK and feel disappointed, scared, and sad. People, not me, have voted with their hearts, not their heads.
Yep.
Discriminating the disseminating the economy in order to control the immigration.
And whoa, wait a minute, stop.
I think I said the wrong word there.
No, I think you didn't.
No, I read that right. Okay, yeah.
No, that's exactly what she meant, and that's a startling sort of allegation and probably accurate, that this is not about money, this is about controlling immigration. Wow. That's a really uncomfortable but likely accurate notion. All right, keep going. Wow. Wow.
And only EU migration, not other countries. That's it in brackets there.
Yeah.
And vote against the current political system is an extreme measure. I feel disappointed in humanity as I love being part of such a multicultural society in my city. And Little Britain has spoken. Sorry, I need to scroll down a bit.
It's wow. So what she's saying is that this is as much to do with immigration as it does to do with money. I'd actually read something about that, about immigration policies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She continues to say what we were saying earlier. It seems the older generation and the smaller-minded have won. No one I know, young professionals, want this. People I know, myself and myself as a small business owner, are fearful of the future. We have just been through one recession, and it looks as though we are about to plunge into another.
Yep.
It's my generation who will be sorting this out for the better part of our work years. On a personal level, I love being part of Europe and having the freedom to the free movement.
Yeah.
Now the bridge has been drawn up, and I worry we won't become we will become more insular in our island.
I think you're right.
I think insulated in our little island.
Well, or both.
I'm just giving everybody else fair warning. I'm terrible at reading out loud, so if I misspell or missay something, Jenny, call
well,
me.
Well, and one of the things that's true about the internet is everybody misspells everything. So.
Oh yeah. Well, quick story. I failed my GED test 4 times for the writing section only. I passed everything else. The writing section only because I couldn't not.
Are you dyslexic?
Slightly, but that wasn't it. It was because I kept capitalizing my T's just naturally. It's just the way my handwriting goes. The bar just kind of goes
above. Instead of, yeah, I'm putting it midway through, you put
yep.
it on the top?
Well, and it would vary. It's just the way I do my T's. I write them so fast that they just kind of land. And you can tell there's definitely a size difference. But that's the only real difference. There's no placement.
Well, but GEDs, was there, you mean your essay part of the GEDs?
Yeah, the writing test. I passed my math, science, and social studies, and everything
else.
I'll
bet you're dyslexic a little bit.
I am slightly dyslexic. If you, if you're talking 11 and 12, I always get those two mixed up if they're not directly in front of me. And my B's and my D's forever.
B's and D's are dyslexia. 11 and 12, not necessarily. 21 and 12, yes. Except most people who are dyslexic do not have trouble with numbers. The thing about B and D is that they can be transposed.
Yep. No, the dyslexic part for me
P's
is P's
and Q's as well.
The words themselves, not the actual letter or the numbers. The numerical values, if I see them, I get them. It's when I see them written out, I have no idea which one is which. 11
or 12.
And for some reason, I've written 12 as 11 before, meaning 11. It's weird. It's one of my...
Yeah, that's something a little more complicated. Interesting, but complicated.
Yeah.
Right, you get the phone, and dyslexia, I mean, there are tests for dyslexia. And it turns out that boys are more prone to dyslexia than girls, and the higher intelligence, believe it or not, is more prone to dyslexia for reasons that nobody completely understands. As I said, when I was in medical school, which is, about 20 years ago now, the idea is that we were just at the threshold of understanding brain, and which people have been saying for a very long time. And, having gone through medical school and focused a lot on neurology because I'm a psychologist, so understanding brain was obviously crucial to me or as important as anything else. And I now understand how you can move your finger. I understand a little bit more about smell, a little bit more about memory, but personality. And people who think that either call a computer or a brain a computer don't understand either. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Robin, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome. How might I help you?
Hi. Yeah, thank you, Dr. Joy. I have a brief question for you. I have a friend who suffers from bipolar disorder. She's in her manic phase right now, and I'm not certain how to help her.
How old is your friend?
About 43.
How old are you, Robin?
I'm older.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, I'm not. I promise you, I'm not going to make you show me a driver's license. I'm not carding you. I just,
if
you're 20, you're going to have a different relationship with her than if you're 40 or than if you're 60. So that's the only reason I care about your age of
right.
sort of understanding a little bit more about the relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we met in a mentoring capacity. I hired her when she was a college student to work at our company.
Okay, so you're a little older than she is.
I'm 7 years older, yes.
Okay. Okay, that's helpful. I mean, I promise I wasn't going to card you. you're allowed to drink. All right, so you've known her for how long?
I've known her since roughly 1993.
Okay, 1993 would be 23 years, so that's a long time. What kind of relationship do you have with her now? How often do you see her?
I see her probably once or twice a week. When she's not in a manic state, I talk to her almost daily.
Okay. For how many years have you known she was bipolar?
She was probably diagnosed maybe about, I would say, 6 years ago, plus or minus.
Okay. She's single or married?
Divorced.
Okay. She got kids?
She has two children. One is 17 and the other one is going into her senior year in college. So she'll be 21 in August.
Okay. Do either of the kids live with her?
The one that's in college attends college out of state, so no, even though she's with her this summer. And the other one lives in a different state with his dad. But he's here visiting for the summer as well. Just got here a couple of days ago.
Does your friend acknowledge the diagnosis?
Very much so when she's not in her manic state.
I was going to say, you got it. You got it, kiddo. Bingo. And you got me to write the point. So the question is, how do I deal with her in her manic phase? And the answer is, the manic phase is she's having a great time. So the ability to convince her that she should get some therapy, that she should certainly be on medication, that she may need to be hospitalized, she's not going to pay any attention to that because she's having a great time. She may be driving you nuts, and we'll get back to that in just a moment. But the time to intervene with somebody who's bipolar is when they're in their depressive phase, not the manic phase. Because in their depressive phase, they're feeling awful. They're feeling sad. They may be suicidal. They're feeling worthless. And that's the time to say, wouldn't it be nice not to feel this way? If you say to her, wouldn't it be nice not to feel this way when in manic phase? She's saying, hell no, I'm having a great time. Let's party, babes. So the answer is, to a very large extent, you cannot deal with her in her, and it's a waste of time. It's just not feasible to deal with her in her manic phase. How long do her phases go? Are you aware of how long they last and how they...
Yeah, they're elongated. They're elongated. So, I mean, I think you can usually go like six months or so.
Well, then it may be something other than clear bipolarity. Usually the phases are not that long. Is it possible that she's more just emotionally labile than bipolar? And I know that I'm not really asking you to be a therapist, but something that goes on for 6 months may not be accurately labeled. I mean, I suppose in theory, but in practice, there's usually a trigger. And understand, if we're talking about neurochemistry, that neurochemistry, I mean, think about adrenaline response, think about panic response, think about even depression. And depression tends to be more stable than the manic phase. Let me get back to you. Hang on just a second. We'll see what we can do at this moment, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking with Robin, who's quite concerned that she has a friend who is bipolar, who's currently in a manic phase. Robin, can you give me just a little clarity about how she's behaving now? What's going on?
So once she, we live in a large city, and when she's in this state, she has a fascination with running for mayor. So she consistently goes to organizations and she'll announce her mayoral candidacy, even though that's not necessarily 100% true. She indicates that the Lord speaks to her with a great deal of frequency. Right now she's streaming live video of herself almost daily, praise dancing. And then she also has a tremendous focus on the homeless.
All right, well, let's go through this a little bit at a time. Running for mayor, she's certainly probably not even the craziest person running for mayor, right? I mean, so that one I'd
well,
probably
not in, not in our city. But she hasn't put any strategy in place to actually.
Okay, well, so that seems to me, I agree with you, it certainly seems, it's characteristic or at least consistent with a manic phase, that it has very little reality attached to it. In terms of the live streaming, probably not much you're going to be able to do about that. But is she hearing voices? Is she telling you that?
She doesn't say that she hears voices. She just pretty much says that God has told her, or she uses the terminology, the Lord has told her, but she has not indicated that she hears voices.
Well, have you ever said to her, how does the Lord speak to you?
No.
Well, it might be interesting just to do that. Basically, what that's called is reality testing, when somebody is, now admittedly, I'm a therapist, and you're a friend, but even when my friends, which have been known to do it, come up with things that I view as somewhat outside the pale, what I will say is, tell me a little bit more about that. And as long as I don't sound like I'm making fun of them, that I'm judging them, because it gives me some insight to what's going on. If she's hearing voices, somebody may have missed the diagnosis. She may not be bipolar. She may be schizoid or schizophrenic, which means that putting her on antidepressant medication isn't going to work at all. So it may be that, is she seeing a therapist?
In her depressed phase, she sees one, and when she's kind of okay, she sees one. She's not seeing one right at the moment. I keep encouraging her, keep asking her.
Okay, I got it. All right, so if you and I can agree temporarily that the ability to deal with her when she's in her manic phase doesn't exist,
okay,
then what we need to do is two things. Be prepared with names and whatever to intervene when she's in her depressive phase. And as you know, it can cycle very quickly into that. Because she's going to be much more, it's kind of like anything else. People are not going to go in for surgery to get their tooth pulled if it doesn't hurt. The moment it starts hurting, that's the time to say, maybe we talk with a dentist. When they're feeling fine, why should I put myself in a situation where it's going to hurt, as the treatment's going to hurt, and the reality doesn't hurt right now? So the answer is, people go and get treatment when the reality is more painful than the treatment. When the reality is less painful than the treatment, they're not going to go. So then the question then between the two of us, between you and me, is what can we do to minimize her wear and tear on your stomach? So you're telling me she calls you every day?
When she's not in her manic phase, she calls me daily. So, but right now, since she's manic, maybe a couple of times out of the week. And so, you know, I try to do my due diligence in terms of monitoring her behavior, because I'm really concerned about her safety.
Focus on that for me. Back up a little bit. Focus on the issue about safety. What is your concern?
Because she has been known in the past to pick up homeless people, bring them to her house, let them shower or change. She doesn't have any relationship with, and I'm very concerned about that because that feels
Fair
very
enough.
Dangerous to me.
Fair enough. I agree with you. All right. So what if, is there a place in town that, because if we could, if her wanting to help the homeless is positive, getting people shower is certainly a great idea. The problem is bringing them to her home. So my question is, and I know in various cities, for example, in Europe, quite often you can take a shower at the train station, and it doesn't cost very much. Basically, it used to be like, you know, a couple bucks, and they give you soap and a shower and hot water. So do you know of any place in your city, and it may be a homeless shelter, it may be a bus station, it may be someplace where, and you can go online and investigate this, research it, to see if there's a place that you could inexpensively get somebody a shower. Because if you can, then in her manic phase, what you could say is people would very likely be helped more by knowing where the place was that they could go and take a shower, and that way it could be more private, so you can make it seem like she's doing a good deed to take these people to this place. And maybe she could endow it or give them a stipend or something so that they could, first of all, do it when they want to. It'd be more private, and it also reduces the risk to her. Because saying to her, this doesn't make any sense. And one of the problems, as you undoubtedly have noticed, with the manic phase is that she feels invulnerable. That nobody could hurt me, or they, you know, my inner goodness will shine out, or that God will protect me. So all these
Correct.
Kind of hyperbolic kind of notions about her own invincibility. That's why people think they can fly and they go out of windows. So for right now, I guess the three things I would leave you with is negotiating with her in her manic phase to get help is not going to work because it feels great. And the treatment would make her feel worse than the reality, so she's going to stick with her version of reality for a while. Number two, be prepared to help her find the treatment once her reality becomes painful, and it may happen in the blink of an eye, so you really need to be prepared. Third of all, to deal specifically with your concern with her manic behavior right now, which is to do some research and see if you can find some place that she can deliver people to showers that aren't her home, so that she's not isolated, so she still feels she's doing good work, and then we'll deal with the next threat to her well-being as it comes up. But that way, you don't lose her as a friend. She doesn't lose you as a resource, because feeling like she can come and talk with you and you will help her is invaluable to her right now. It may be a little aggravating for you, but you sound like you really care about this woman. You would feel terrible if something happened. And this is a way of helping her during the time that she's most vulnerable, which is not the depressive phase, but the manic phase, and still being around for her. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.